Om Shanti. 7th December 2018, Friday. The blessing is, may you become an embodiment of total success by knowing the secret of being faithful to one, Ek Vrata, and pleasing the bestower of blessings, Vardata. The blessings of the Father, the bestower of blessing, Vardata, are infinite. And whoever wants some can take as many as they want. The treasure store is open. Some children become full from that open treasure store, whereas others become full according to their capacity, Yatha Shakti. The innocent Lord Bholenath, in the form of the bestower of blessings, Vardata, fills your apron the most. You simply have to know the way to please him and you will receive total success. The bestower of blessings love and expression the most, and that is Ek Vrata, being faithful to one. Let there not be anyone else, even in your thoughts or dream. Duja Vrata. Let it be in your attitude that you belong to the one and none other. The aprons of those who understand this secret remain constantly full. So, Baba is telling us ways and means of pleasing the Lord. How to please the innocent Lord who has come as a bestower of blessings? And if you want to fill all your aprons with blessings, you have to please the one Father. And the way to please the Father is Ek Vrata, being faithful to the one. If it is Duja Vrata, someone else is there in thoughts or dreams, then their aprons remain unfull. So, Baba is telling us ways and means of pleasing the Father. How can we please God? That is a big question. How to please God? How to What we should do to please him, to make him happy? Because once he is pleased, all our aprons become filled with his blessings. So how to please him? What to do to please him? What all things a soul should do to please the Lord? The innocent Lord. Become innocent. Just as he is innocent, become innocent. Then he will become pleased. So becoming innocent, Bholenath. If there is a deception, if there is conspiracies going on within, if there is falsehood within, if there is a cheating within, then such souls Baba don't like. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, Baba has said, in this study, in this padai, lot of sachai, honesty has to be there. One has to be very much honest. Baba often uses three words. One is agyakari, obedient. Second is Vafadar, who is a faithful. Third is Imandar, honesty. And fourth is Farman Bardar. Farman is a word very much similar to Srimat, but it is a very hard and very strict word, Farman. Farman means something that sends the fear or down the spine. It is very hard word. Once upon a time, it was decided in Yajna that instead of blessing, let us start a new series, Farman, after Murli. Now you see that every Murli has got blessing, but once upon a time it was decided, let us start with Farman. For 2 months, they gave Farman. But Farman means something very strict, ordinance, something like the Islam word fatwa. And lot of letters had come from all over the world that we find it very difficult to digest the word Farman. Farman means if you don't follow, you're gone. Farman means something you have to follow. So then it was stopped. So this was continued for 2 months. Instead of blessing in the Yajna, they gave Farman. But then because of outpouring letters from all corner of the world and people expressing their fears, their anxieties, their inability to remember Farman or follow Farman, it was rechanged to Vardhan or blessing. So these are the four words. Agyakari is obedience, unconditional obedience to one father. If you obey, naturally any father, when a son obeys, he likes that son. So if you obey him, he likes. Second, if you are faithful to him, ekvrata, vafadar, vafa means faith. If you are faithful to him, he loves. This is the way to please him. Third, when you are imandar, honest, you are honest with him. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, Baba is supreme surgeon. Don't hide anything from him. Come out and tell everything. He will give you solutions. He is supreme surgeon. Don't think that Baba is Jani Jananhar and all knowledgeful. You come out and tell whatever that is there in your heart. So don't hide anything from him. Whatever that happens, tell him. Be honest with him. So, Imandar. The next is Farman Bardar. Farman is, as I said, very hard, very stringent, very strict word. We can always say, this is the list of Srimat. But then, when we say, this is the list of Farman, that is very strict. And that is very they are very less. So, when these four things are there, Baba loves. What else? When you follow Father, then he loves. So, second, we can put all these three things, four things, and third, when you follow Father, he loves. So, following the Father, his every footstep is a way to please him. What else? How do you please the Father? How do you please the Father? By the Father's helper. Yeah, he has come to help the world. He has come to re-establish a new world. So becoming, in today's Sakar Murli Baba said, sparrow of gold. This India was sparrow of gold once upon a golden sparrow once upon a time. So Baba has come to make this India again into the sparrow of gold. So helping him in his task is a way to please him. What else? Remain happy, remembering him. Remembering one father. Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, if you remember others, you will forget me. If you remember others, you will forget me. So remember only one father. And if you love studies, the spiritual study. This is a source of income, Baba said today. So if you love this study, you please the Father. And Baba has given one example of probably brother and sister. They love each other and they don't love study. They both will take themselves, both of them, to Rasatal, the abysmal depth of hell. Today's Murli Baba said, make them different. If there are two persons and they love each other but don't love study, they both will take each other into that hell. So better to separate them. So if you love study, you please the Father. Then if you love seva, service, you'll please the Father. So service. Yesterday also Baba said, go to Ambaji's temple and do service. Today Baba said, for explaining others, you should be brilliant, intelligent, hoshiar. You should explain others, you should be brilliant. And you should have enthusiasm to serve others, enthusiasm to serve the world. So, service. Then what else? How to please the Father? Yeah, those who are yogi, those who have a very undivided yoga with the Father, unadulterated remembrance, Baba loves them. And then purity. Those who are very pure, Baba loves them. Those whose intellects are not contaminated, Baba loves them. Those who remain attentive, and today also Baba said, Savdhan Khabardar. Those who are attentive all the time, Baba loves them. Those whose behavior is very royal, Chalan, today Baba said again. Those children Baba love. Then what else? Whom does he love? Those who are satisfied. Those who are jewels of contentment, Baba loves them. Those who are free from waste, Baba loves them. Those who are free from gossips, from negativity, Baba loves them. Those who are striving hard to achieve perfection, Baba loves them. Those who remain undisturbed in the face of opposition, those who remain immovable in the face of adverse situations, Baba loves them. Even when abused, Baba said, I am the person who is most abused in the world. Second number is Brahma. Nobody can abuse Krishna, impossible. Nobody can abuse Krishna, impossible. Only we two are most abused, most criticized, most censored people in the world. First I and then Krishna. These are the only two, then Brahma. So in the face of all oppositions and criticism, those who remain stable, unflinching, Baba loves them. Then who else? Those who do intense efforts to achieve perfection, those who do intense self-checking, those who are introverted, those who have striving to imbibe divine virtues, Baba loves them. Then those who are self-sovereign, Baba loves them. Those who are Swaraj Adhikari, those who are independent, Baba loves them. Those who don't depend on others, those who are free from all dependencies, Baba loves them. Then who else? Those who are very, very simple-minded. Simplicity is one such thing. Simplicity is a great virtue. Those who are not complicated, complex, intricate, and those who are very simple. Then who else?
Most loyal.
already said. Then what else? So the list is very big. Those who accept what? Those who accept. Okay. Other thing is drama. Those who love, that we already said. Those who, that is said already. That drama. Drama is yet another thing. Those who have full faith in drama, they will. Yeah, this is one thing which was missing. Those who love Brahmin family. You know, the moment somebody becomes a Brahmin, so many things happen at the same time. Suppose this is a soul and he has become Brahmin. So the moment he becomes a Brahmin, almost many things are happening together. First, you get God. Okay, so there is a lot of happiness of getting God, that we have achieved Him. All the treasures we have got. All the fortune has come upon us. So there is on one side lot of happiness of achieving God. Now second area is fight with the old sanskar. This begins at the same time. Because you become Brahmin, but what about the sanskar? They are still there. So fight with the old sanskar start. Then there is a re-emergence of vices. The vices which were lost, the vices which were not there previous, which were there, but now they start emerging again. So vices, re-emergence, and fight with old sanskars. And then there is a strong karmic account with Brahmin family. That also starts at the same time. Start karmic accounts with the Brahmin family. This also starts at the same time. On one side there is a lot of happiness. And on the other side, karmic account also starts. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said some children, they do service, some they do disservice. Some do construction, some do destruction. So everything starts. Now, on another side, service starts, seva. These are all things are going on at the same time. The moment somebody has taken birth, happiness, old sanskars, re-emergence of vices, strong karmic account, and service also starts. And in the service, then Maya starts. In the service, Maya also starts. And then, there is some amount of political things that also start. Lot of politics starts. So, multiple things will start at the same time. It's not that one thing that you achieved God, we have become Brahmin, and this and that, and so many things. So, there is one more thing that starts. This and then sadhan, electronic devices. They also start at the same time. I am talking of the recently born child, infants, neonates, they are at the same time they achieve. So many things go at the same time. The moment they take birth, they are having lot of electronic devices with them. Or either electronic or other sadhan. They also start. Okay? So, this is Brahmin birth. Don't think that only one aspect is there. Elevated. This is highly elevated Brahmin birth with so many tentacles. So the moment you take birth, all these things will together start at the same time. So it's not... And then there is one more thing that starts. Tivra Purushartha, intense effort. Intense effort. So this is a chakra. Octopus. These are eight things. So these are the octopus birth of the Brahmin. So the moment you take birth, not one thing, these are all so many things will start. So the question was, how to please God? So we saw many things. What were those things? We'll just revise. The way to please Father is first to become innocent, as He is innocent, as you said. Second, to please Father, you have to become Vafadar, that is faithful. You have to become Agyakari, that is innocent. Then, Imandar, that is honest. And Farman Bardar, that is follow His Farman. Farman is a very tough, strict, stringent word. Then, if you want to please the Father, love study. Love study. Those who start loving each other instead of study, they will go to Rasatal from today's Murli. Separate them, brother and sister. Don't keep them together. So, loving studies. Then loving service. Those who love service, Baba loves them. Those who are accepting drama and all the situations, Baba loves them. Those who have royal behavior, Baba loves them. Those who are yogis, Baba loves them. Those who love purity and very pure souls, or striving to become pure, Baba helps them, Baba loves them. Those who help Baba in making this India into a golden sparrow again, Baba loves them. Then, those who become self-sovereign, Baba loves them. Those who follow Father, Baba loves them. Those who follow Srimad closely, Baba loves them. Those who have all the dharanas in them, Baba loves them. Those who become vice-less, egoless, incorporeal, Baba loves them. Those who Brahmin family. Now this is, of all the papers, this is the toughest. Which one is the toughest? This dealing with Brahmin family. This is the toughest of all the tentacles. So the moment you are taken birth, like octopus grips, eight grips of the eight limbs. So the moment you take birth, as I said, the first thing that happens is happiness. We achieve God. We have got God. A new birth, divine birth, beautiful birth, elevated birth, highest, holiest and richest in the world. All the treasures, all the fortune is mine and there is none like me in the world. And then we sign that old sanskar, old strong habits, direct conflict, encounter with those. And then whilst doing Purusha, there is a re-emergence of vices. Lust, somebody has totally forgotten. And suddenly the lust is arising again. Somebody has given up anger. Now the anger is arising again. Somebody has given up jealousy. Now you see that juniors are coming and going ahead. And there is a jealousy. And there is envy. And everything is again, we are back to square one. And then this service, we start doing service. The one becomes Brahmin, the very day he starts becoming service, and then he enters a new phase of Maya in service, which he never knew before, that even such a Maya can come. So Maya fights you as a Rustam. If you are Rustam, she fights you as a Rustam. And then there is a conflict with the Brahmin family, karmic account with the Brahmin family. Strong karmic account. Very, very strong karmic account with the Brahmin family. Without settling that, you can just escape. There's no means of escape. You have to settle it. No matter what you are. Then, lot of politics. Lot of politics. So one has to encounter that also. Bitter truth. But one has to undergo and see spiritual politics. One has to enter and see and face and undergo all these phases of politics. Then, next. Then, Tivra Purushat is the last. Before that, what? sadhan, all the facilities, all the means of paraphernalia of science. The moment you take birth, you have mobile in your hand and you start your group for doing intense effort and you are trapped. With a very pure intention, one starts and one is trapped in that. So, these are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is the octopus birth. Octopus divine elevated birth of a Brahmin. So, Baba. But, there are children. In spite of all this, they remain very stable. Baba loves them. Those who accept everything and they come out with flying colors and they pass all the exams of Brahmin life, Baba loves them. No matter what is going on, their purushat, this is the intense. If this is more, all these papers, nothing will happen. So increase the efforts, increase the purushat, increase the sadhana, increase the inner desire to become perfect. So all these papers are nothing. Om Shanti.